Buzz, was that about as close to perfect as you guys can play?
No, we've got a lot of things we can work on. I do think we did a lot of good things. Obviously, it looks better when you make shots. I thought we played incredibly hard. I think the job that we did on the offensive glass was tremendous. We shot 15 more balls than they did, 10 more free throws. So from a mathematics standpoint, obviously that's really good. Fairly low turnover rate, 60% offensive rebounding percentage. But I thought they played incredibly hard, played for one another. And but we'll continue to find ways to improve.
You told us for a while that you want to see Wade's number in the rafters. How long was that actually in the works?
Yeah, I just mentioned that on radio. Thanks for asking. Initially, Travis, I tried to handle it appropriately. Multiple presidents, multiple ADs, and I've been kind of planting the seed. And I think initially I was trying to plant it probably appropriately. But I understand that there are parameters, as there should be, not just for our sport, but all sports. And I understand that those leaders have to make good decisions in the chair they sit in. But I'm very thankful that this administration allowed it. I wasn't always appropriate in my belief in it, to be honest. And so I'm thankful. I think Four's impact on our program in his 4 years has been distinct. I think who he is on and off the floor represents all of the things that this institution is about. And I don't want to negate the other players that have been here with him throughout all 4 years, or their families, or their loyalty. But I think what took place before the game is just as much a testament to our culture as anything. And I'm thankful that Four was able to be honored that way. I'm thankful that we were able to keep it. Did you know? So, did you know, Olin?
I did not.
So, like, all of the people that did know, which was a small number, I'm thankful that it was, like, such a surprise, because I think that that kind of added to it. Our kids for sure didn't know. And I'm telling them to... I didn't think about the if we won, there might. So that was the only part of all of it that.
Hey, Buzz, about 14 minutes ago, they hit a couple back threes and got within six. Mm. You called timeout. Mm. Right after Derek gets a 3-point play, and they never get closer than that again.
I do think.
What was the message then?
They're explosive. They're offensively explosive. I mean, they lost the game in early December and lost the game at some point in late January, early February. I mean, they're the number one team in the country, and I thought we had been playing really well on the things that are important to us. And in all of these 1 and 2 possession games, at times I probably haven't been as free in using the timeout, that my timeouts that early. I would say that's the first time in a long time that we went into the last 8 minutes of the game with only one timeout. And I just, again, you want to be able to manage the game down the stretch, always having a timeout. I didn't like that we were playing Four with 3 fouls kind of early in the second half. He's too important to us. I thought we were kind of managing that right. I thought the offensive / defensive substitutions were going really well. That mixture, back-to-back threes, sticky, yucky, offense. I just wanted to stop, and I know that was during the second ATO when I called the timeout, and we were down, we might have been down 3-10, and I think you would have to look it up. I think when that ATO, without the media timeout, I think it was 11-12. So that run that you're talking about obviously was really important.
Just considering the last 2 weeks, just how cathartic was this win in particular, as y'all really get into the home stretch of March?
Yeah, I've tried, just to be honest, I pray about it a lot. I write about it a lot. I try to make sure that what I say publicly and also even what I say privately is not sarcastic, is not condescending, it's not emotional. But what I told you guys yesterday, I understand the results, and I understand that we're judged according to the results. But I have such respect and admiration for how our guys have handled all of this. And, you know, I don't tell them everything. And just to be transparent, I don't tell you guys everything. You guys know that entering tonight's game, we've played the fourth toughest schedule in the country. And I understand that we've lost four games in a row. And we don't need to. But two of those four were probably against number one or number two seeds. And I understand we want to position ourselves to be a number one or number two seed. And the team we played tonight was a number one seed. And I just think that it's an ultra-thin margin. But credit to our staff and credit to our group that regardless of results, over the last 18 weeks, I think we've done a really good job of learning the lessons that there are to learn. And I think we've diagnosed them appropriately. I don't think we've allowed emotion to correlate into let's throw everything away. I think we've found ways to use evidence, to use pictures, to make sure that they understood. And to Olin's question, like, did we play perfect? No. And so I don't want to ride the wave of emotion just based on the result. This is the best league in the country ever thus far. And that's become kind of old or trite, like everybody said it. Yep. When you're living it, you know the margins are ultra thin. And so you have to be able to go to the next game, and you have to know what translates from the last game to the next game so that you give yourself a better chance. And so I'm exhausted, but I don't want to respond to you guys or to our group in a different way, because then from an example standpoint, my words and my actions don't match up. And so we've been ranked every week of the season in 113 years at Texas A&M. That's only happened one time. And I'm pretty familiar with when that happened the first time. And I actually was a part of the schedule. And I understand it was not Net or KenPom and all of these metrics now, but man, our guys have answered the bell, win or lose, collectively. And I'm thankful for that.
Coach, on senior day, traditionally, it's time to honor the kid, but also the people who've been there to support him, like the parents.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel that void for Anderson Garcia, whose parents weren't here, and your players talk a lot about being family and helping them through that? How have you guys filled that void for him?
Thanks for asking. He's a special, special person. His family's never seen him play. And so he asked me if I could stand next to him and be his family. And I said, well, of course. But I said, you know, Andy, I have to take a picture with everybody. And he said, okay, well, can Rock stand next to me until you stand next to me? I said, sure. But I do think And he said it last Thursday to the group when it was his turn to speak. He said, everybody's family will be there, but you guys are my family. And when college is over for me, I don't know where I'll live because the visa dictates where I live. And so I think we've, since he's been here in the 3 years we've been here, we've tried to be his family on and off the floor.
Buzz, you've had a lot of great nights in your career and probably a lot more to come. But, you know, when you think, when the time comes to look back on how quickly do you think this night will come back?
Well, I think it'll be in the mix for sure, but because of all the things that we're talking about, right? Like, it'll be hard to not have this in the mix. I think in my career, this was the fourth time I've played a number one team. And I would say I'm approaching 600 games coached as a head coach. Texas A&M has been in existence 113 years in men's basketball. I think tonight was the 10th time it's happened. So it's, first of all, that's rare. That had happened in the last home game with the most number of seniors as far as experience at Texas A&M that will ever take place ever again. That we were able to retire Forrest Jersey. That group, Henry with four, H with five, Mo with four with four, Andy with three, So with three, like the combined experience of all the good things and bad things. I think I'll always remember it. I think the first time I played a number one team was 2010 in Kansas City. Kyrie Irving was on the team. Coach Krzyzewski was the coach. I was the head coach at Marquette. We played in a MTE that was only two games. We lost to Duke. They were number one in the country. We lost to Duke by five, and then we lost the next day to Gonzaga by six. And Kyrie Irving got hurt in the game, and he never played again in college. So I kind of remember that game, but there's a lot more to this. And I was so immature, I kind of thought maybe you did that sort of thing every other year. And now I realize how rare it is. So I'll always remember it. I'll remember the result, but I'll remember the people that were a part of so much for so long to get to the result.
Coach, touching kind of on
Listen to you.
On those seniors and over the years, you know, this, they've been through a lot. You know, all going all the way back to 2022, that NIT with Wade. How do you think that all of that experience has kind of led to this? And how has their maturity kind of grown and changed over the years?
Yeah, I think that's, Ian, that's why some of the things that I was saying a few minutes ago, and I was actually saying it in November and December because I could feel it from my chair, like, let's play Ohio State before we go to Vegas. Let's stay in Vegas for 8 days. Let's come back and play in the ACC Challenge against Forbes, who's one of the better coaches in the country. Then let's go to Texas. Let's go to Fort Worth and let's play Texas Tech, who's one of the best teams with one of the best coaches in the country. Let's go to Purdue and we'll act like it's neutral, but let's play where the Pacers play with 19,000 Boilermakers there against a Final Four team and a Hall of Fame coach. And then let's live this for 10 weeks. I don't think we could have done any of what I just mentioned if not for so much that has transpired with so many years of existence. And I know that it sounded cool when we were winning. Hey, that was a great schedule and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, but the wear and tear physically, emotionally, mentally, that's a real thing. And for our guys to continue to have the resilience and the response through the good stuff and the bad stuff, and also being mature enough to understand that whether we win or lose, because of what this is going to be, I think we were 8-3 at one point, and won in two possessions games, and then I think we lost. I suppose we're 8-4 now. But all of them feel that way for the most part. And I don't think we could have absorbed all that this season has brought and how you have to manage it, handle it, learn from it, grow from it, if not for that wealth of experience of good things and bad things during their tenure here. I think she should go.
Sorry, Christian.
Okay. Three times at least, Bruce Pearl said that y'all physically dominated or physically manhandled his team. How much pride do you take in having that kind of gritty team that can do that to other teams?
I appreciate Coach saying that. I think we have to play incredibly physical. And I think we have to do a lot of the things that are not necessarily in the stat sheet for us to win. And two things that we identified this summer in what we call OTAs that had to be a premium that we held one another accountable to, and we began to give language to, pictures to. We even gave metrics to it, even though it's kind of a hard metric, is communication and physicality. And I do think that at times we have shown great growth in both of those things. I thought it was very evident tonight from start to finish. But those two things are almost prerequisites to the other things that we have to accomplish. They're the number one seed. They have elite level players. Coach is an elite level coach. This is his 21st year as a head coach in Division I. He's been in the Final Four. He's been to 5 Sweet 16s. I think he's been to 2 Elite Eights. So I appreciate Coach saying that. But our communication and physicality have to be the foundation of all of the other things that we're trying to accomplish on both sides of the ball.
Last one.
Coach Pearl said that there are things that you guys do that give them trouble. What do you think you guys did tonight that really kind of put this one away?
I don't know. You know, another stat that I didn't say yesterday because I think it comes across egotistical. We're 5-2 against them. So I have some thoughts on what those are, but you know, we could play them next week, and so. The last time we played them in the SEC tournament, we beat them. They were really good, and they were ranked. And I actually think, Ian, that was when we went to the NIT, and that was when we learned that postseason tournaments may not impact the other postseason tournaments. So,
all right, that's a wrap.